Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see what Mike Trout does for his high school baseball team?
I did not.
I mean, Mike Trout is awesome at baseball, but I would have thought like he moved on with his life and he's like, yeah, I made that school the best and I moved on. No, that is not what he does. Every single year, and they didn't retire his jersey at his high school, Millville. They didn't retire his jersey. You know what happens instead? Every single year, he shows up at the high school when they're naming the team captain and presents the jersey to them.
Are you serious?
Mike effing Trout shows up and is like, congratulations, you're now the captain of the baseball team like I was. Here's the jersey.
Wow. How many of those guys have gone on to be MVP?
I mean, my obvious guess would be none.
All right.
But I don't know that 100. Okay. Is that really? But I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's.
I'm not going to bet against him because I haven't watched the tape.
See, okay. I guess. All right. So at my high school, the most popular person to come out of my high school would be either Doug English or Kenyon Martin or Lincoln Coleman. So Kenyon Martin would be the most. I don't know. Doug English had a pretty fantastic NFL career for the Detroit Lions, Kevin.
How long until it's you?
I don't know. What do I have to do to become the most famous person from my own high school?
Stay number one.
Because, Shippy, are you going to be behind Burkhead forever? Is that how it works?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And aren't some people from your high school also like the founding members of Dude Perfect?
Yeah,
are
I believe
they?
So.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You have a common link there, so maybe you should reach out to those guys.
I'm going to start something with them called Dude Plano.
Nice. Let's do it. By the way, somebody said get Kevin a mariachi band. I think you can just tip those guys. That's how it works at the restaurant. So,
I don't.
but yeah, man, I'm that's really cool of Mike Trout to do something like that. And I wonder how many other, like, that means so much to a player. That means so much to a high school kid that something like, and you know what? That's also a motivating factor every year, right? I want to be the captain of my team so that I can have that moment. Like Mike Trout's probably his favorite player. And so that every year, that's a motivating factor. Now, the HGH accusations, does that work out or is that?
I mean, come on.
Is that not, it doesn't work that way?
No.
That doesn't hurt anybody's feelings, right?
I mean, I guess not, except for like the purity of the game or whatever.
Okay.
And then real quick, I had another baseball note for you. Did you see that there had been some squabbling about like a conflict of interest because Jessica Mendoza had a spot in the Mets front office and was also working for ESPN and people were like, that's not okay. And so she has resigned from that role with the Mets, and she's going to move to a new role with ESPN.
All right, on the line with us right now is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Michael, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty good. We're trying to recover from the Super Bowl as usual, but it turned out to be the prediction that you said it would be, man.
And I told you guys, and I was telling everybody, I said, Jimmy G's going to have to make a play at the end of this game to win this game. And he had that play. It was right there. That pass to Emmanuel Sanders would have changed everything. And he did not make that play, even though he had a three passer rating in the fourth quarter, only 30 yards in the fourth quarter. It's not about the abundance of numbers. It's about the quality of that one play. You make that one play, we're talking a whole different talk right now.
Absolutely. Now, I saw a story, Michael, about in the Dallas Morning News regarding your familiarity with the neck injury that Leighton Vander Esch has. What's your advice to him?
Well, first of all, Leighton Vander Esch is much younger than I was at the time. And by the time they got a hold of my neck, it wasn't just that I had a narrowing of the spinal column. I had debris that have already built up in that spinal column, which was a concern for me. Because then, you know, with the debris pressing against the spinal cord, any hit I take could be the last if it cuts through a sever the spinal cord. So you know, I know he had surgery, and I hope he's in a much better situation than I was in, you know, because he's just a young guy. And you say what you will. You're going to, I'm going to tell you what I had to do. You're going to look at all things. Okay, risk me being on the football field. But coming from where I was coming from, you know, the ghettos of that hellhole called mm-hmm. Fort Lauderdale, I also had to look at, you know, my numbers financially. You know, and if I'm late in Van Der Esch's age, man, I'm making a different decision than I made when I was my age, and I had a great career already when that decision came down.
And I'm really glad that you addressed that, because obviously I was thinking about that. Did you go back at any point, maybe it was even a year later, or start to rethink, like, maybe I could try this, because you just had to get back on the, or you felt like maybe you needed to get back on the field?
You know, I thought about it and worked about, wondered about it and everything, and said, oh, God, did I walk away too soon? But my concern was with me, just because of my ignorance and worrying about, I would have overplayed my hand, worried about, oh, people going to worry about, I'm too afraid to take a hit, so I'm going to go in here and show people I'll take this hit, I'm not worried. You know, those kinds of things were playing on my mind. And then I thought, that's putting my family in a tough situation every time I get tackled. They're holding their breath and stuff like that, you know, because they've heard the doctor say, you know, your next hit could be the last hit. But I'm hoping that Van Der Esch is not that severe. You know, there are levels to the narrowing of the column. It's not just the narrowing of the column. It's what else in that spinal column that can possibly press against that spinal cord.
Michael, do you want Jerry and Stephen Jones to go ahead and get the deal done with Dak Prescott to get it out of the way and move on, or do you think that they need to franchise tag and go through the whole process that they like to go through?
unfortunately, this thing's looking like it's about to turn and get a little ugly, because Dak just got more leverage when you hired the new coach, because you don't want to go through an offseason without Dak there. That's crazy. With all this new stuff you're incorporating, how can the new head man, even put his system and put his stuff in place the way he wants to run things, the way he wants to do things, without his starting quarterback in camp? And then we go through another offseason that I thought was the cause of this season being not so great. We spent this offseason talking about a whole lot of money. We had a whole lot of talk about a whole lot of money, and not a whole lot of talk about our goals this year, about championships this year, about love for playing the game, about connectivity. These are the things we need to be having conversations about as you're headed up to a season, not always about monies and dollars and
Can you tell us anything about any potential interactions you had with, like, Emmitt Smith, for example, when he was trying to get his money? Like, do you have to respect that and back away, or are you kind of in his ear going, hey, we need to win still, though?
Man, listen, I was playing both sides against the middle. Are you joking? I was hey, no joke. I was like, you deserve to be the highest paid. You deserve to be the highest paid. At that time, Thurman Thomas was the highest paid. You remember Thurman Thomas was the highest paid, and I was like, Jerry, Emmitt deserves to be the highest paid. Emmitt wanted to be the highest paid by a great margin. Jerry was kind of keeping him actually a little bit less than Thurman. You know, and that's just negotiations. Jerry knew all along he was going to have to make the highest paid, but he was negotiating, keeping him a little less than Thurman. And then when it came down, I told DeMaurice Smith, you know, NFLPA guy, I said, you know, I hate that everybody, I don't care who you are in business, understand this. Everybody wants to go to the prom. Everybody wants to dance. Man, let's just get a job, get the deal done. You know what number you are? this is the number I can handle. Let's just find, let's just come to a number. But everybody wants to dance. I'm going to put a little bit out. You put a little bit out. I'm gonna put a little bit, we're going to keep dancing. We're going to keep dancing. And then nothing gets done until the slipper falls off Cinderella. And then everybody says, let's get a deal done. That's what happened with Zeke last year. We danced all off season. And then right before the slipper fell off Cinderella, you got a deal done. I want them to take a different approach and just get something done so we can put it behind you and start moving forward. I do believe you got to get everybody in camp. You got to get everybody feeling good. And you got to get everybody focused on the season at hand, not contract talk.
Yeah, definitely right about that. Now, I just saw Pat Mahomes say that he's going to be there to work out with Mecole Hardman and Dez Bryant. Is that going to be a talk? Are they going to talk about him being a weapon for Pat Mahomes?
Dez Bryant?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be something. I know they got to make a move with Sammy Watkins because of Pat Mahomes' money. They're going to have to make a move with somebody.
Uh-huh.
With somebody. But now, having Dez Bryant, you know, Dez is still a talent I think certainly belongs in this league. But when you have Mecole Hardman, You got Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins, all of those are burners.
Uh-huh.
All of those are burners. All those are up-the-field guys that are burners that fit Pat Mahomes' skill set and talent. Dez is a go-get-it, a 50-50 ball guy. Go and get it. Take it off your head. But I don't know that Pat Mahomes is throwing up jump balls. He's trying to throw direct balls right between the numbers, and you have to make a play on that. So it'll be an interesting thing to see if they ultimately come out and sign Dez. I find it amazing that Dez Bryant hasn't been on the team. I just find that amazing when you think about the talent that Dez Bryant has, and I think still has, and the league needing wide receivers. New England needed wide receivers all year long. And they never even considered it. That blows my mind.
What is there any? Why do you think that might be? Is it because people are worried about like attitude? Would be my only guess offhand.
No, I want to not just attitude, but also want to. Because remember when Dez first got released by the Cowboys, there were some things came out. I don't know if I want to play. I remember Baltimore tried to get him up. And they get him over there. Cleveland, they tried to get him over. These people that called me and said, man, have you talked to Dez? We're trying to get him up for a visit. And he didn't necessarily jump on those visits. So that started leaking people's mind to believe that maybe he really doesn't want to play. And if you don't really have a real love and strong love to play, why do I risk bringing you in, you know, and dealing with whatever issues may come with you coming in. So I think Dez hurt himself early on because he was still dealing with the breakup pain of the Dallas Cowboys instead of moving on to the makeup gain of finding another team.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Famer, and doctor. Go make some sexy teeth. We really appreciate it, Michael.
Man, don't be messing with me about that commercial, man.
Thanks, man.
Go make some sexy teeth. That's what I do. Thank God I got some pretty good teeth. I ain't that bad teeth sitting up in there doing that commercial right there. But it was fun doing that with my boy Field, man. We get to worship together every Sunday. So, you know, I wanted to do something with him. I love him and his wife. I love him to death. That was fun, guys.
Well, we really appreciate your time. And that was an absolute blast and surprise to see you during the Super Bowl yet again.
Yet again.
There you go.
All right, guys.
All right, there he goes. Michael Irvin. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Michael Irvin. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Go back and watch him in Super Bowl 27. Something, man.
Michael Irvin?
Yeah.
He was a beast, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, there was a very special, he needed to be also. Like, they came out flat, and they needed him to spark that team.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Are You Better? You didn't hear that wrong. Are You Better? With our more modern twist on it. We'll do it next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.